This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, Sunday to protest corruption and demand that the president resign. Shots were fired into the crowd by an unknown gunman in the Bel Air neighborhood of the capital, causing protesters to run for cover. No details on casualties, but police at the scene took measures to control the crowd. VOA's Creoles reporter in the capital also reported seeing tires burning in some streets. Haiti's president is accused of fraudulently benefiting from funds generated by the oil alliance with Venezuela. The president has denied the allegations and said that they were politically motivated. Thousands of New Yorkers gathered on Fifth Avenue Sunday to take part in the city's annual National Puerto Rican Day Parade, where Governor Andrew Cuomo announced he's appointing a commission to oversee the construction of a memorial to the victims of the 2017 hurricane that devastated the U.S. territory.
We're going to have a permanent memorial so people never forget what happened to Puerto Rico, and they never forget the disrespect that this nation showed the Puerto Rico people of Puerto Rico, and that it will never happen again.
Parade also memorialized the victims of Hurricane Maria with some floats and signs displaying the number 4,645. That number refers to a Harvard study that estimated that the number of deaths that could be attributed to Hurricane Maria. The parade, a fixture in New York for over six decades, draws both politicians and celebrities, as well as organized labor, along with ordinary families and groups like marching bands and dancers who hail from different towns on the island. Again, thousands of New Yorkers gathering on Fifth Avenue to take part in the city's annual National Puerto Rican Day Parade. This is VOA News.